Blog Talk Radio.
Some people have seen where God has brought you from. They don't really understand it. They don't know your story.
You don't know my story. You don't know my story. You don't know the things that I come through. You cannot imagine.
Oh, my God.
And I'm going to get right into the broadcast. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not sure what all happened, brothers and sisters. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play another song. And we'll get right back into it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I like this song. But I think I'm going to play the song here today. And that's what I want God to do. Let his power fall. Yes, sir.
God, you're still alive.
Yes, sir.
And strong.
Yes, sir.
So fight this battle for me.
Fight it for me.
And help my unbelief. So I can tell all my friends that you have won again.
You have won again. So let your power fall, Father God, so we can let the enemy know that you have won again. Hey, I apologize, brothers and sisters, for the inconvenience and the trouble we was having. But, hey, God is able. So I just thank God for each and every one of you all for hanging around until we got the matter resolved. Heavenly Father, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts. Your word says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that you're fighting our battles for us. We thank you, Father God, that you're fighting the people in your reign, their battles for them. And I thank you, Father God, the people that's on the broadcast, you're fighting their battles for them because they have become one with you. And for that reason, Father God, you are obligated to help us. So I thank you, Father God, as we prepare our hearts to enter into your word, Father God, I pray right now that it would be clarity, it would be truth, that people understand how important your word is. So we enter right now, Father God, into your gates of thanksgiving, Father God, in our hearts. We will enter into your courts with praises, Father God. So, Father God, we just thank you right now that you allow us to enter into that holy place. Teach us, Father God, as we do this review, let it be clear. Let someone get something from it that they never had before. And we ask you these blessings and others in Christ Jesus' name, we pray. And everybody agreed, said amen and amen. Hallelujah. But listen, brothers and sisters, okay, we got it. Thank the Lord. We got Pastor Shirley, huh? And we got Evangelist Pastor Marilyn. Hallelujah. But listen, brothers and sisters, our subject this week has been about upgrading, upgrade kind of love. We're raising the bar, so to speak. It's not the kind that we used to. It's a new love under a new commandment, under a new order. It's not like the flesh love. So when you get through doing all this defining of the word love, you're still going to have to come back to the word of God and do something that you cannot write out. You know what? Let me tell you, I'm going to tell you this scripture, and then we're going to get into the review. But the Bible says, little children, let us not love in words. That means in trying to define what word is what this word means, like in the Greek or in the Hebrew. Don't let us define in words and then talking about it. And he said, neither let us in tongues. You know, that's a language. Tongue is a language. So let us not try to love in a certain kind of language, but in deeds and in truth. And if you're going to love in truth, you got to love the way God said to love. So our foundational scripture is John 1. Well, actually, 1 John 3 and verses 1 and verses 2. Hallelujah. So this is one of our foundational scriptures. So for those that have been with us, you all probably know this, but I'm going to ask if the evangelist pastor Bill, if she'll be so kind to read it out of the Messenger Bible. The King James read like this: behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world know us not, because it knew him not.
Amen. Good afternoon, everyone. And I stand in agreement with that prayer, Pastor. And I enjoyed the song also. So from the Message Bible, 1 John 3 and 1, what marvelous love the Father has extended to us, just look at it. We're called children of God. That's who we really are. But that's also why the world doesn't recognize us or take us seriously, because it has no idea who he is or what he's up to. Amen.
See, so the world can't define this love. Go ahead on and get that, make that real clear in your head right now. God, they can't define God kind of love.
Amen.
Can't define it. I don't care what Hebrew word they use, agape. They could use the Greek word agape, Hebrew word agapo. I don't care what word they use, phileo, I don't care. It doesn't matter. They cannot define the God kind of love. How I know that? Read the scripture again, if you will. It says, the world know us not, because it knew him not. That's one reason. And what we learn It's through the world's teaching about love. They can't teach this kind of love.
Amen.
They can't teach the kind of love that calls you to be a child of God.
Mm. Say that.
That's important. God said this. I didn't say this. Therefore,
mm-hmm.
the world knew us not because it knew him not. The world,
mm-hmm.
the world knows us, brothers and sisters. They know the
mm-hmm.
God of this world, but beyond
mm-hmm.
that, they don't know. Now, let me show you. Over in John 15, you know, God tells us to love exactly like he loved. And before I go, maybe before I go there, let me say this. Because this verse tells us that we are members of God's family. But it's only
yes.
through his love. It's only through his kind of love. The upgrade
mm-hmm.
kind.
Yes.
The upgrade kind. The kind that make you love like he loved. And we'll get into that in a moment. How did he love? He loved you just the way you were. So if you're
mm-hmm.
going to love, you got to love people just the way they are. They black, they short, mm-hmm. they white, they black. It doesn't matter. Got to love
mm-hmm.
them.
Amen.
They can't go, well, I got to go do this, and they got to. No, love them just the way they are. Now, they're not going to stay that way. But you can't go up there with a whole list of rules and regulations and a whole lot of do's and don'ts like you on some show and you're doing a checklist of what they got to have. They got to be 6'2". They got to weigh 220. And you can't go with no list talking about how you're going to love somebody. Oh, she got to be shaped like a Coca-Cola bottle. She got to have blue eyes. She got to be. And then I can. No, brother and sister, listen to me. That's man kind of love. Oh, I'll care for her until this, to death do us apart, they lying. But anyway,
mm-hmm.
we're not to love like that. That's only worldly love. Only worldly
mm-hmm.
love.
Yeah.
And I know some of y'all saying the divine love. I get that. But you don't know nothing about divine love unless you're walking in divinity.
All right.
Don't be trying to teach divine love, and you operating on world standards. It's not going to work. You got to get
Amen.
Upgraded, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Upgrade love, and like I said, we'll revisit that in a moment. But upgrade love, oh, I think it's John 15, 33, 34. No, that's not what I want. I know what I want. I want it was in my spirit a moment ago. John 13:34. That's what I want. John 13:34. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It just came back.
Hallelujah.
I was getting ready to take y'all somewhere else. In John 13:34 and 35, he says, and this is how it reads. Read it at your own Bible. A new commandment. Underline new. Because if you got a new, there's been an old. If you don't know what the old is, then you got to go learn about the old. Then you can understand the new. But don't try to understand this passage of Scripture without the knowledge of truly understanding what the old, because he wouldn't offer you a new if the old was sufficient. He says, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, underlying disciples, that means you following Christ's kind, if ye love one another.
Hallelujah. Amen. From the Message Bible, let me give you a new command. Love one another in the same way I love you. You love one another. This is how everyone will recognize that you are my disciples, when they see the love you have for each other. Amen.
A new order. This is an order from the commanding in chief. It's not a matter
yes.
to discuss. It's when you get an order, that means you do that. You don't go talking about it to the sergeant, to the general. No, it ain't all about that. Hey, I got some new orders. You packing your bags, you doing what you got to do because you got orders. Listen, brothers and sisters, we have been given new orders to love, not any kind of way, but to love like the Father loved.
Amen.
And I like the fact that he said, love the same way.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So how did he love you? Maybe you need to go back down memory lane, see how he loved you. Well, what was that about? Were you a drunk? Was you a whoremonger? Were you a prostitute? What was your situation when he met you? He met you on Skid Row? He met you with needles in your arm? Hey, it didn't matter. However he met you, he loved you right there. You might have been gay.
Praise God, now. You
ain't gay anymore.
Praise God, praise God.
You might have been prejudiced, which is one of the biggest sins in this world. And I'll talk to you about that one later. That's one of the biggest sins is in the world. It is to denounce what God have did in the human race. Listen, brothers and sisters, he said to love like he loved, okay? I know this is a review. I just want to make sure we got everything laid out here. One other thing I want to share, and then we'll get into discussing all of this. God showed me what the problem is, and we've been getting this scripture wrong. I think it's over there in 1 John 4. Let's go there. And we're coming back. We're going to come back to a couple of these scriptures. But I just want to lay things out that we're to love like God loved. And you got to lay down your life. You know, it's an order. It's nothing you go up there and debate. Well, God, this person here is ugly. God said, love them. Love the ugliness out of them.
Amen.
they don't like me. I know. Go ahead on that. Love them. See, you got to love folks that don't love you. You got to love folks that don't even like you. You got to love folks that hate you. That's that new love. Mm-hmm. Well, before, all we had to do was, okay, hey, you mind your business, I'm going to mind my business. You can't do that anymore.
Say that.
Business is love business. And if there's a call for love, you got to go. If there's a need for love, you got to do it. Doesn't matter. You got to say your reason. You got to be willing. Now, if you want to know how God said to love, go back and look at Jesus' life. Because remember, he called us little children now, so we're love babies. If you've been born again, if you've been born again, and not in words, and not in tongues, not in fear, but if you truly been born again, you got to love like God said, because he called you his child. And remember what the scripture says, God is love. That's what he is. And if that's what you are, that's what you are. Because if you is, you are. And if you are, you is. And don't be trying to give me no English. I don't need that either. But if you is, you are. And if you are, you is. It ain't going to change. God is love. That's what he is.
Yes,
so if you're a love baby, if you're a love children, the same stuff in your parents ought to be in you.
Amen.
Woo! Yeah, don't be trying to give me all these different theories when it's real plain. You're a love baby. Then I expect you to love. You born in the basketball family, at least be able to dribble a ball. Come on now. You may not have a three-point shooter like Steph, but that's a good example right there. Steph Curry. His daddy was an awesome basketball player. Well, it was in that boy's blood. It's in his DNA. Yeah. When you love like God, it's in your DNA. You can't love produces mercy. And love produces grace. And love produces all this stuff. the God kind. But then it makes you do something about it, and not just look at it and say, oh, that's a shame. No, you do something about it. Love don't brag and talk and admire. Love acts. I think that's what that scripture says.
All right, yeah. Amen.
But I think it's in 1 John 4 and 18. Is that right, Pastor? 1 John 4 and 18. But we had it. And, I tell you what I'm going to do. Dang, that's not fair. Let me go find the scripture. Because I think it's in 1 John 4, 18. I don't want to quote it off the top of my head. I know it's in the Word, so I'm going to go find. That's what Jesus used to do. He'd go find the scripture. They didn't have chapters and verses, so he'd go find where it was written, and then he'd read that thing. So that's what I'm going to do. 18 says, it reads like this. It says, there is no fear in love. Now, please understand what that just said. There is no fear in the God kind of love. But perfect love casts out fear. The God kind casts that fear out. Because fear have torment, he that feareth is not made perfect in love.
Amen, amen. In the Message Bible, there is no room in love for fear. Well-formed love banishes fear. Since fear is crippling a fearful life, fear of death, fear of judgment, is one not yet fully formed in love. Amen, amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor. Now, I know what y'all been taught. I know what you've been teaching. I get all of that. You tell people, hey, don't be fear. Don't. No. Now, let me tell you what this is designed for. For people who is fearful of loving like God loves. Woo! Say it again, preacher. Somebody didn't hear that, Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
The fear he's talking about is people who is fearful to love. That's what he's talking about. People who scared to love like God loves. He said, because if you love like God loves, he says, perfect love, which is God's love, is going to catch all that fear out, and you're going to love just like God loves. How about that one, huh? Praise
Amen.
God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
And
there
ain't no fear. There's no fear to love. There's no fear. It's just like, no, let me make it real plain for those that may not have missed what I said. You know how you get involved with someone and you start loving that person? You're not fearful anymore. There's certain things you're just going to do anyway. You know, you may be a little shaky at first when the relationship starts, but after you get into it, hey, you know what? I ain't scared. I'll run this bath water. I'll cook for her. I know she likes to cook for her, but I'm going to do. See, before you might have been a little fearful. When you love like God, you ain't scared. You ain't scared to love. You ain't scared to show that affection. You're not afraid.
Mm-hmm. Say that.
You're not afraid to show affection like God, and he loves them just the way they are. So when God tells you to love somebody and they're not of your race, you don't have a problem with it. You ain't even thinking about what they're going to say or what they're going to do. It doesn't matter to you. You have an order to love like God loves, and it must be like God.
Mm-hmm. Say that. Yeah.
Now, you don't believe that, you go read that 21st verse. Matter of fact, we just might do that anyway. Because in this book, he's really talking about love. He's talking about people who are fearful of loving. He ain't talking about nobody who ain't scared to go down there and talk to the cops. Perfect love, cast that out here. Go and talk to the cops. That ain't what he's talking about.
All right.
I've heard so many people take this out of context. They say, oh, you know, hey, the fear of the Lord casts out all. Man, they saying this stuff. They don't even know what they're saying. This scripture ain't talking about that. Now, if you want a scripture for that, let me know and I'll get you one.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about people who love love like God love. He starts off by saying, beloved, he calls you beloved. How wonderful is that? You're a friend of God now. He said, beloved, not every spirit, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit that it, see if that thing is of God or not. Take it, yeah. You know, examine that. Mm-hmm. Because they say they love, don't mean they love. He said, because there's a whole lot of false prophets that went into the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah,
say that. And then he explained, okay, here's what I'm trying to tell you. Here's how you're going to know, hereby know the Spirit of God. Because, see, every spirit, and I want y'all to hear this real plain, brothers and sisters, every spirit that say Jesus has come in the flesh, that is of God. That's the Spirit of God. And that don't mean they love like God. That means they have that Spirit of God. That's what that means. And every spirit that confess, not that Jesus Christ came into the flesh, the Bible said, is not of God. And he said, now, by this, spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye heard that it should come. He says, already out here. So there's a lot of people opposes the God kind of love. Wow.
Yeah.
Bet you didn't see that one coming, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
all
people
right.
Opposes God kind of love. That's what he going, that's what this is all about. If I can just really tell you, this is what it's all about. He's explained to us that if you get the God kind of love, you're going to be an overcomer. You know why?
Yeah.
Because what's in you is love.
Mhm. Amen.
And the world can't understand it. So, and they won't. They can't understand it.
Mhm.
And let me tell you what. They're gonna only speak of their kind of love. They can't speak of God kind of love. So he calls us. Now I want y'all to hear this. He said, we know God and we hear him. And people don't know God, they don't hear him. So he says this. Let us love one another, for God is love, man. Love is of God. That's what we're talking about, love.
Yeah.
And if he don't know how to love like God, he don't know God. Woo! Man, that put a whole nother perspective on this. If a person don't know the God kind of love, they don't know nothing about God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that don't mean they can't talk about him. That don't mean they can't read about him. That don't mean they can't explain the theological viewpoints of God. That don't mean they can't do that. It just means they can't love like God. How about God loves strangers? No, I'm keeping myself in the house. God ain't told me to do that. Yes, he did. If love reached out and touched somebody, and God tells you help that person, and you're gonna say, "Well, no, I gotta stay in my car because I got to go home and take care of my children. Man, I got a husband. Shh, man, I got a wife. See." Love don't talk like that. That's the world's language. That's not God's stuff, man. So they that have an ear, let them hear what love say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Love said fear. I don't care anything about no fear.
Mm-hmm.
There's something inside me that has to be manifested. Something inside of me have to be put out there so that person or these people or this group or that will understand that what's in me is greater than
greater.
That what's in the world. That's
Thank
the greater.
You,
when
you.
He talks about the greater, that's the greater. That's that, what I call the upgrade. That's the upgrade.
Yeah.
That's just, you just raised the bar. You just increased. You just got an improvement. Because, see, that's something you wouldn't do before. Because the old love, that's what it did. But the new love is an advanced kind of love.
Hallelujah.
It requires higher value. It require higher skill. You got to be skillful in love, like God love.
Thank you, Lord.
And to be honest with you, you got to be trained in this area. That's why I hope next week we'll talk about developing this kind of love. You got to develop it. Once you get born, then you got to, there has to be a development. You have to start developing. You, in this class, this becomes your culture now. That's who you are. You be taught to do what your culture is. Whatever your culture is, that's what you are.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You don't see an ant acting like a rabbit.
Amen. That's right.
Not the culture. That's not the culture, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, but when I think about culture, there are black people, they use this black curling iron. I don't see white people using that kind of iron they put on the stove and curl. That's not their culture. They take that little warm brush and turn it, and that's their culture. That's part of who they are. That's what they do.
Uh-huh. That's right.
That becomes their culture. And yes, your culture can change, because I remember one time we had to get water and boil it and take a bath in the front room, and that was a culture we had. And I get all that financially and stuff, and we didn't have hot and cold running water. But praise the Lord, we're in a new culture. We got hot and cold running water now. See?
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
So we upgraded. That's what I'm trying to tell you, man. We raised the bar. We raised to a higher level of love. If I can just put it that way. You operate differently now, brother.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. But anyway.
Amen.
That's I didn't even talk about the rest of our foundational scripture. I just talked about a couple. But anyway, we're going to leave it open. Anyone else? Anyone else like to have anything to say about love before we get into the other part of the review? And I know it's a review, and I don't know, a couple people dropped out. They must think I didn't know what I was doing. But I just want to make sure everybody come clean so you don't come with this crazy stuff, because if you do, you're going to get shot down real quick. Because I got paper here.
Amen.
Okay, anybody want to comment on the review? It's open now to the floor.
Amen. I just want to read those scriptures from the Message Bible, Pastor, fourth chapter, four through 10. It says, "My dear children, you come from God and belong to God. You have already won a big victory."
Are you reading from 1 John, right?
1 John, yes, fourth chapter.
Okay. All right, so everybody know where she's at. She's at 1 John 4. Okay, go ahead, Pastor. Thank you. Sorry I had to interrupt. Yes.
No problem. Amen. And the verses is going to be 4 through 10. It says, "My dear children, you come from God and you belong to God. You have already won a big victory over those false teachers, for the Spirit in you is far stronger than anything in the world. These people belong to Christ's dying world. They talk the world's language, and the world eats it up. But we come from God and belong to God. Anyone who knows God understands us and listens. The person who has nothing to do with God will, of course, not listen to us. This is another test for telling the spirit of truth from the spirit of deception. My beloved friends, let us continue to love each other, since love comes from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and experiences a relationship with God. The person who refuses to love doesn't know the first thing about God, because God is love. So you can't know him if you don't love. This is how God showed his love for us. God sent his only son into the world so that we might live through him. This is the kind of love we are talking about. Not that we once upon a time loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as a sacrifice to clear away our sins and damage and the damage they've done to our relationship with God. Amen, amen. That's some powerful love there that God does.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. And brother, sister, for a long time, I allowed the enemy to trick me in this area. And I thank Pastor for reading it out of the Messenger Bible, because it really just shed light on where God had me at with this and what he showed me. And that mm-hmm. is, brothers, every spirit don't know God.
All
every
right.
spirit don't know God.
Say that.
So he called us his children.
Mm.
See, if you're a child or if you're a product of God, then you're going to love like God. You're not
Amen.
Going to operate like the world operates. You can.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because you've been born of God.
That's right.
So if you've been born of God, you've been born of the God kind of love.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't know how to love like this, they don't know God.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
And I was taught this. I'm just being honest with you. I was taught that. But when somebody fear, boom, you go to the scripture right here, and you get it, and you show them that fear casts out, love casts out all fear. That ain't what he talking about. That ain't what he talking
right.
about.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about God's love. The God kind of love will cast out the fear to love like God.
Mm. Ooh. All right. Thank you, Lord.
See, everybody can't love like God.
Mm-hmm.
They love like the world said to love. They give you all the definition and try to explain it to you. Matter of fact, I can be honest. I admire the English version of love and the English vocabulary and man, I just think for the way they use the word love, they don't try to give it all this, that, and the other. They know it's about being kind, and that's the closest thing they got to the word love is to be kind to one another. See, that's the worldly love. They ain't trying to get no deeper. You know why? They can't, and they know it. Somebody had enough sense to read the word of God. You know what? Woo, we can't love like God love. Not to try to explain this. Can't do it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Brothers and sisters, we are ordered to love like God love. We are ordered mm-hmm. to do this. This is our commandment. This is mandated for today.
Yeah. Amen.
Everybody, I don't care what church they go to. I don't care what how many degrees they have. That doesn't mean they're going to love like God love.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And I put them to the test real quick. Well, give me your jet. Give me your home. Give me what you have. And then let's do an exchange here. Because that's what God did. He exchanged his love for what we had, and he replaced what we had with his. He upgraded us. Now, give me what you have. They ain't going to do
mm-hmm.
it.
Amen.
See, something else they do. You can't love a stranger. When you can't love a stranger, you can't love like God.
Yeah, say that.
I'm sorry. That just probably blew a whole lot of stuff out the water. I just lost a lot of friends with that word right there.
Mm. It's all right. It's the truth anyhow.
Yeah. See, when you tell people herein is love, that love, God loved us first. We didn't know nothing about love and still don't know. We're going to have to develop this kind of love. We have to grow into the God kind of people that he's looking for. This is one of the most beautiful subjects anybody can ever teach on is love. But brother and sister, it's about time we get this right.
Yeah.
And stop getting it twisted. Stop getting it mixed up. And next week, it may be kind of rough for some people, because you're gonna recognize that we might be using the wrong words for the wrong situation.
Have mercy.
You just need to find another word to express your feelings. But love, as you trying to get somebody to hear you, ain't going to cut it.
All right. Amen.
See, you go and you look up all these different definitions for love, and then you find a word that fit the kind of love you want to express, which had nothing to do with God, because God love is spiritual. God love is eternal. And all I can tell you, you got to know. And the only way you're going to know is to get born again. And then you still won't be able to explain it, because the Bible says you can't explain it.
Amen.
It's just like trying to explain how the universe got here. You ain't going to do it. All you can say is God word. We understand. This is how we understand it. That it's through faith, through the word of God. That's the only way you're going to understand it. And to understand love, the God kind of love, you're going to have to get born of this.
Yeah. Amen.
I understand. I don't like to do videos and stuff, but I was getting ready to do a video because I got tired of people talking about Black Lives Matter. If they matter, why don't you straighten it up in your own neighborhood first?
Amen.
You stop killing and watch white folks stop killing. But as long as you kill, they know you don't care. It don't matter to you. You killing each other. So we'll just help y'all get rid of them fast. I was going to do a video. And God said, no. Do one on love. You're going to do one. Tell them they got to love everybody.
Amen.
I know it's a touchy subject in America. But when you truly love, let me tell you what, it's going to start at home first.
Yeah.
If you really, them folks don't care. I know they marching and all. I get that. But they don't really love. They care about a cause. They upset because they prejudice. They mad because white man doing it. Well, what's the difference between you doing it and the white man doing it? Both of you doing it.
All right.
They trying to be on the side of right or legal, and you're trying to be on the side of your own color. People say, oh, well, they use the N-word. You use it every day. But when they use it, it's a crime.
Yes.
You stop using it, and they'll stop using it.
All right. Praise God.
You don't stand for it in your household, and don't be talking about, oh, well, yeah, I can do it because I'm black. No, you just made the word real true because it's who you are, and so it's okay for you to say it, but because they're not, they can't say it. See how ignorant that is? That's ignorant.
Have mercy.
Love will wipe out all of that stuff.
Amen.
It'll do it. Promise you it'll do it.
Amen. Okay, so I'd like to read 1 Corinthians 13. I'm going to start with the 4th verse, and I'll be reading out of the Message Bible. And it says, love never gives up. Love cares more about others than for self. Love doesn't want what it doesn't have. Love doesn't strut, doesn't have a swell head, doesn't force itself on others, isn't always me first, doesn't fly off the handle, doesn't keep score of sins of others, doesn't ravel when others gravel, takes pleasure in flowering of truth, puts up with anything, trust God always, always look for the best, never looks back, going to the end, love never dies, inspired speech will be over someday, praying in tongue will end, understanding will reach its limit, we know only a portion of the truth, and what we say about God is always incomplete, but when the complete arrives, our incompletes will be canceled. And then it also says, I'm bankrupt without love. And we're talking about the godly love. Amen. So I thank God for the new, the upgrade love. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. That's awesome. You know, you read something. The name of that script, what that scripture was. But Brother Sister Pastor read something. I want to say it was over there in Proverbs 20:21. Could you read that scripture for us?
Yeah, Proverbs 21:21.
Well, was it 21:21? I thought it was 20:21.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever it was, read it. Read it for us, Pastor. Thank you. I don't know why I would think it's probably
okay. And it was talking about love also. So let me get there.
Yeah, I thought it was probably 20:21. But if it's 21, read it. If it's 21:21, read it, Pastor, for it, please. Whichever one it was.
Okay. 21:21. Yes, okay. Proverbs 21:21. He that followeth after righteousness and mercy findeth life, righteousness and honor. Amen. And then I read it out of the, I want to say it was God's word, because it showed that mercy was talking about love. Let's go there. Too far. Okay, and from God's word, 21:21. It's been in a message Bible. Well, from God's word, it says, whoever pursues righteousness and mercy will find life, righteousness, and honor. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, that's the one. Because, see, a lot of times people, they want to love, but they're not pursuing God's kind of righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
God,
amen.
Mercy. See, before you can have the God kind of love, you got to pursue God's kind of righteousness.
Amen. Say that.
So don't be out here trying to love like God when you haven't even tried to pursue his righteousness. You got to start with trying to do the right thing first. How about that one?
Amen.
Please follow after that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you follow after that, then you're going to find life. And you're going to find love. And you're going to find righteousness. And you under God kind. And you're going to find honor.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. See, when you follow after righteousness, this is, and that righteousness is eternal, brothers and sisters. It's not just for on Sundays.
Amen. Say that.
I get tired of people always wanting to put things for the now and for the minute, and that's it. No, brother, I'm tired. We need to be doing stuff for eternally.
Yeah.
This ain't no one-time thing. This ain't no one shot. That ain't what this is.
Amen, amen.
It's not what this is. You know, one and done.
Mm-hmm. All right, now.
This ain't no one and done. That's how
amen.
A lot of marriages are. They one and done. That's how a lot of relationships, they're one and done. No, this is for eternity. This is forever. And last time I checked, now I don't know, last time I checked, forever is a long time.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I ain't seen it out yet, but I know forever is a long time.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
I'm still working on that, brother and sister. The only thing I can tell you, you got to love forever. This is forever. If it's eternally or eternity, it's forever.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
Mm-hmm.
You have anything else, Pastor?
I was just checking through my notes, Pastor.
Oh, now, listen, brother and sister, plenty. I've got everything from Galatians 5, 22, 23. I got John 4. 16. I mean, I got all kinds of scripture, John 4, 7, and 8. I mean, I'm just trying to let you all understand that. And then some of these are the foundational scriptures, like John 15, 9 and John 15, 12. I was just trying to make sure everybody have a chance to speak on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Nobody else. We thank you, and we can see you for tomorrow for the word at noon.